But anyway. All right, wait, hold on. We got Michael Steele right here, right now. Wait, did I hear that right? That you were speaking with the White House? Is that right? Is that
no, right? No, you did not hear that right.
Okay.
No.
All right. Okay.
We're all excited.
Not for publication. All right. Hey, can I ask you a question? Should the president of the United States be tweeting about a private company?
You're talking about Nordstrom.
No, but Donald Trump does, so it's the new norm.
I'm tired of hearing that's the new norm. Someone's got to tell.
It is what it is. Look, the man is pissed off because Nordstrom dropped his daughter's clothing line.
And they should keep his clothing line if they're losing money on it because he's the president of the United States?
Yeah.
Is that how a first world democracy operates or a third world dictatorship operates? I ask you that, Michael Steele.
Okay, so clearly you're at that point. I got you.
You know where he is.
I know where he is. Yeah, I know where he is. Now, look, it's crazy. I get it. I understand it. And I just think all it does is create greater entanglements, greater scrutiny about the wall that doesn't exist between his private interests and his public responsibilities. And that, and, you know, tweeting about Nordstrom's, even though, you know, his daughter has a position in the White House. I mean, she has access to all this stuff. You're tweeting about Nordstrom's and you're ticked off that, you know, they dropped her line of clothing or whatever. You know, you're trying to further her pecuniary interest. That's not appropriate. I mean, it doesn't surprise me that these companies, whether they're losing money or not, are going to be at a point where they're going to drop, you know, Trump products simply because they have issues with
the perceived
family
politics.
Making money. While they're in power.
Someone's going to jail.
There's that whole campaign, Grab Your Wallet. It's been going on for months, well before the holiday shopping season, and they list all kinds of companies that sell any kind of Trump merchandise or have any affiliation with Trump, and they are informing people to not spend their dollars there. And it seems to be effective. There was a TJ Maxx memo put out, like they have Marshalls, I think, in their company of families as well, that was put out to floor managers to erase the Trump brand, get it off the floor, don't have it visible. And that was leaked, I think, to the New York Times. So it seems to be having an impact.
That's a decision they can make because people are more than half of the nation right now, just a little bit more than half, but a little bit more than half of the nation disapproves of Donald Trump. So I don't think you necessarily want to. It's not going to help you sell a sweater or a shoe or a lipstick or a jade egg if you are putting Donald Trump's name. You know, those people are walking into the store or the Trump name.
That's a very fair point. Where, you know, well, you've got 50% of your customer base potentially not willing to buy the product. Yeah, retailers look at that and they're concerned about it.
Right.
But to your most important point is, should the president then be tweeting about it or commenting on it? And the short answer and the correct answer, I think, is no. But the more important answer is you won't have this problem if you have full disclosure and transparency with respect to whatever your interests are, either directly or indirectly, meaning through your kids or other interests. And until he does that, which he's not going to do, we're going to have these issues.
Do you think Republicans are going to pay? And I know we got to go here, but do you think Republicans are going to pay a political price for not asking Donald Trump to disclose his tax returns or even the paperwork that he signed that separates himself from the company? Because we don't know that any of that was real.
I think the answer to your question is potentially yes, depending on how these things play out over the next few months. And God forbid there's a scandal of any level or type, it could be a real problem because we own this now. Republicans own all of it. And so it just from policy to politics. And that's why a lot of these folks around town are a little bit nervous and walking very gingerly because they know there are a lot of landmines ahead.
All right, Michael Steele. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Michael.
Hey, my friend.
Okay, I'm feeling not better.
Just take you know, a nice little gin and mix it with a little tonic, add a lemon. good, baby.
After the show.
I know. Michael and I have tipped a few just to try to get over this. And I don't know. It doesn't always
work.
You have. All right.
Also, Mr. Steele, S on the end of Nordstrom.
Violetta, our traffic reporter, is admonishing all of us who are saying Nordstrom's as opposed to Nordstrom because it bothers her.
Well, I thought they owned everything. That's
yes.
why I put the S on.
Yeah, there. I mean, it's a family, Violetta, and it is their store, Nordstrom's. Possessive. Michael Steele's a chairman. He knows. Thank you, Michael.
He does know what he's
Goodbye,
talking
about.
Goodbye,
sir. Bye. Bye. Violetta will be back in a few minutes with the traffic. But right now, Judy Pilek standing by with the WGN News in 2 minutes.